This year, as part of the Youth Vote mock election, we are asking students in grades 5 through 12 about immigration, a delicate issue that youth, perhaps surprisingly, care a lot about. One of the highlights of the Youth Vote Candidate Forum, which was held at West Anchorage High School on Tuesday, October 25th, was when U.S. Senate candidate Margaret Stock said that our nation became a global power because of its open immigration policies in the past. Accordingly, we are asking, should the United States government create a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants living in the U.S.? To provide students with some context on this complex issue, we created position papers for the pro and con side. Let's start with the pro side, that the United States government should create a pathway to citizenship for undocumented residents.
According to the Pew Research Center, about two-thirds of illegal immigrants have spent over a decade in the United States. These residents play an important role in their communities. Deporting them would be unethical and detrimental to the towns in which they reside. The Migration Policy Institute estimates that 5.3 million children live in the United States with undocumented parents. Deporting their parents would notably affect the children's development. In addition, deporting all 11 million undocumented immigrants currently residing in the United States is not feasible, as it would cost between $400 and $600 billion, according to a September 2015 Forbes article. Because nobody wants to leave the problem as it stands, and removing undocumented immigrants is not realistic, the only solution is to give undocumented immigrants a pathway to citizenship. Undocumented immigrants also contribute $12 billion every year in taxes, according to a PolitiFact article from October 2016. Meaning they are taking part in a citizen's duties without getting the benefits. Undocumented immigrants are not taking away any of the economic benefits or opportunities afforded to actual citizens. They are instead active members of the U.S. economy.
Now that we have heard from the pro side, let's take a look at the opposing point of view, that the United States government should not create a pathway to citizenship for undocumented residents. Under the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, residents who do not have the proper documentation are violating the law and are subject to deportation and a 5-year ban on unlawfully entering the United States. Not applying the law to the 11 million undocumented residents of the United States undermines the legitimacy of the law. Thus, as a matter of principle, you must at least attempt to enforce the law, meaning we cannot allow these residents to remain in the United States. In addition, some believe that immigrants take jobs, especially low-income jobs, away from citizens. According to Stephen A. Camerata, a researcher at the Center of Immigration Studies, the vast majority of jobs that have been added to the economy since the financial disaster of 2008 have gone to immigrants, not native-born Americans. There are 1.5 million fewer native-born Americans in the workforce than there were in 2007, but there are 2 million more immigrants in the workforce than there were in 2007.
Finally, a pathway to citizenship cannot solve the immigration crisis because it has been tried before. In 1986, President Ronald Reagan gave amnesty to 1.5 million illegal immigrants, allowing them to stay in the United States legally as part of the 1986 Immigration Reform and Control Act. This piece of legislation was supposed to stem the tide of illegal immigrants entering into the United States. Clearly, this has failed, as the number of illegal immigrants has increased dramatically in the past three decades. What do you think? If you're a student in the Anchorage School District, vote in this year's mock election and check Anchorage Youth Vote's social media pages and website on November 3rd to find out what today's youth think.